Hi, welcome to Howling Talent, the podcast that sheds light on human and animal talents in all fields. This episode is a catch-up session with Fern Watt, who you may remember was our first ever guest on the show. She's an inspirational author, travel journalist, and dog lifestyle expert. I'm Anna Roy.
And I'm Yvonne Dagger. Hey, Fern, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for
Wow. It's
great
so
to have
great
you back
to
here.
Have you with us again.
It's an honor.
You have certainly kept pretty busy since the last time we spoke in October of 2023. Let's start with your wonderful new dog series, Joy Rides of Dogs on Instagram. Your posts are both, they're so entertaining and fun. You say that that you travel the country to explore different ways to find joy with our dogs. Can you tell our listeners about it and how many joy rides you've taken so far?
Yeah, of course. So I'm super excited about this series. The series actually officially launches the week after next. So we'll have like the first episode come out. And this came to be after my first book, my book that came out a couple years ago called Adventure Dogs, which you know because
Yes,
your dagger is
sure.
in this book. So I got to travel and meet all of these amazing dog people and interview all sorts of inspiring 2- and 4-legged friends. And after this, I was like, you know, Adventure Dogs told kind of the book side of this. And after meeting all of these wonderful people and doing all of these cool adventures, I was like, there's so much more storytelling to be done behind these adventures you can do with your dog and the things you can learn by spending more time with your dog. So I got to team up with Get Joy. They are an awesome dog food company. They really, really care about overall well-being of our best canine friends. And I got to team up with them to create this series called Joy Rides. So I actually just shot a segment. They have these crazy VW vans, Get Joy does. And so we got to like go in the van and set off on some road trips. And yeah, the episodes come out the week after next. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We've done, I got to go to a dock jumping competition where these dogs like compete to see who can jump higher or faster. It's like competitive fetch. So that's one of the episodes. And we're just doing all sorts of like really cool dog human
adventures. What states have you traveled to so far?
Yeah, I just got to do Vail in Colorado. And that's where they did this big dock jumping competition, like hundreds of dogs. And it was so funny because like I always thought fetch was this like pretty straightforward game where you just throw a toy in the water and the dog swims after it. But these dock jumping competitions, it's like humans can make a competition out of anything because these dogs, like they're literally hanging toys in the air, 8 feet in the air, suspended over a pool. And these dogs run and leap and jump. They can jump 9 feet in the air. They catch the toy and then land in this pool of water. And the crowds, there's so many people watching this event. And it's so fun. And some of these dogs, I mean, I was hanging out with the Guinness World Record holder of like highest jump into a pool ever. I was like, what
an
honor.
Incredible. That's
incredible. So yeah, that was just in Colorado. And then I got to go to Montana to meet a national bark ranger. Which was very fun. Of Glacier National Park, they actually have they've employed a bark ranger named Ranger Gracie, and she helps herd wildlife to keep it away from the parking lot to protect humans and the wildlife in the national park. And so I got to meet her.
That's
and
brilliant.
it's been very fun.
Wow. I bet you you've learned a lot. I bet you've learned a lot since you started.
I've learned so much, and dogs, the dog-human relationship is just endlessly inspiring. and fascinating to me what spending more time with your dogs can teach you about your own emotions. Even watching these dogs, some of the dogs could just leap right into the pool and go after that toy, and some of them were new and learning, and they would run up to the side and look at the water, and they're scared. Like they want to go after their goal, which is this toy. They want it so badly, but you can see them working through the fear, and all the humans are cheering, like, go after, like, jump into that uncertain water. You can do this. It'll be worth it. And I was like, oh, if only we could treat like all goal setting this way. Like, if you can just jump off and leap, like, your goal is on the other side of this little leap that you have to take. So it was inspiring watching dogs just work through it and think like, okay, like what can I work through? What do I need to like jump? I need to jump into the water and go after my goal. So
Right,
yeah,
right.
so fun.
I guess it takes a lot of trust, to be able to take that leap.
Absolutely. And it's like they haven't seen, it's new to them. And that's something too, like I think dogs and water is really inspiring because like a lot of times dogs are just fearful of water just because they don't understand it. So like once you slowly show them like this is safe, this can be fun, it's like they can overcome their fear and learn that it's actually really cool and really fun and really rewarding. And I think humans are so much the same way. Like if we don't understand something, we might like be scared and like, oh no, I couldn't do that. But it's like actually maybe you could do it and maybe you would love it if you just put your toe in and try, like you could love this. So
Do you
yeah.
take your own dogs? Do you take your
So yes, I mean Oscar and Betty will come, they're coming with me on this like camping trip for this series. And then
Great.
for the in Colorado I didn't bring them just because it was quite far and I flew there. But yes, a lot of the adventures they'll get to come.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
suppose, depending on the size of the dog categories, they had toys at different heights and so on, or was it mainly for big dogs?
Yeah, I mean, no, they were all dogs of all sizes and dogs of all ages, doing this. And it was very fun. And even they have, you know, humans like think through what toy they want to bring. And there was a little girl who got up there, like a bunch of people have these like really customized fetch toys. And this one little girl got up there with a classic stick. And she has a senior golden retriever. And she's up there and they're about the same height. And she's got this giant stick. She throws the stick in the water and the dog's like, should I do it? And finally the dog said, it's really
How
cute.
precious.
So simple, but very, very fun and entertaining. So I'm excited to share that episode. That episode will come out around the Olympics towards the end of July. So
Oh, wonderful.
how frequently will the episodes come out?
every other week. And people
Perfect.
can watch them on Dogs of Instagram and through Get Joy's account and my account. So,
Perfect.
and I'll share
Wonderful.
links. So very fun.
Wow.
So tell us about this new newsletter that's coming out.
Yeah, it's called Canine Hotline, and it is sort of in line with these same adventures I'm getting to do for the Joyride series, but it explores like more of the emotional side of like for the past 10 years, dogs, actually for my entire life, but specifically for this past 10 years since I've been writing about dogs. Dogs have taught me so much about, you know, facing my own emotions and sorting through my own fears. And I think there's dogs are such excellent mirrors for so many of our own habits and instincts and behaviors. So this newsletter explores a lot of that, my daily adventures and experiences with dogs. I bring on all sorts of dog experts to talk. And people can also write in with questions about their dog. It's a hotline. So you can like write in with questions and we'll I have so many friends who are veterinarians and dog trainers, so if I can't answer it, like we'll find someone who can.
That's
Have you had
wonderful.
people who ask questions anyway that have written into you or have contacted you with unusual questions or just some interesting questions about what they want to know for about their dog or dogs in general.
Oh, yes, totally. And I think, it's like dogs are our family members now. So it's like, we always want this relationship with our dog to be this super positive thing. But like any family, sometimes you can be confused about what your
Of
dog
course.
is doing and why. And maybe your dog is causing you trouble. Or so people have written to me about all sorts of dog thing, all sorts of dog topics. Like I've had someone write in being like, my dog doesn't like my boyfriend. And
Dear.
what, and it's like you think like, oh, that's fine, but it's actually quite
It's
difficult
not.
if your dog is not warming up. And I have an anxious dog that is does not like everyone. So I fully relate to how you navigate that. And then, of course, how you can navigate some of these things always tie back so much to navigating your relationships with the human species as well. So,
They then write back and let you know how they've gotten on with the advice.
yes, I should
That.
do more following up to see like how it's going. But
Cool.
yes, absolutely.
What's the most critical advice that you've given so far?
Oh my gosh, that's such a fun question. I think like something that comes up a lot for me with my own rescue dog, Betty, is a lot of like some acceptance. Like she, when I rescued her, I see this dog and we're instantly in love and I knew it was my dog. And I said, this is my dog in 5 minutes. And I took the dog home and it's kind of like dating when you like fall fast. And then a few months in, you're like, oh, this dog has some issues. And that's what happened to me with Betty. I was like, this dog has some issues. And, she's not a dog that anyone can pet. Like, when I'm walking here, I have to say, I'm sorry, you can't pet this dog. And I wish that people could. And some, I wish Betty could work through some of these things, but a lot like accepting Betty for who she is. I think it's been like accepting your dog as their own species, as their own creature, I think is important. And then also, but also training, like remembering that you can train your dog and watching Betty like go to training and work through some of her fears is also very inspiring. Like she's definitely become less reactive. And the more exercise she gets and the more walks she gets and the more stimulation she gets, the less anxious she is. So it's the same exact for me. So I think just always like advice is like kind of looking at your dog and then thinking like how it also training your dog can help train you through a lot of the same things.
Well, they do say that it can take a dog about 3 months to settle into a new home. Doesn't matter how well settled it seems earlier, it takes that amount of time. So yes, obviously within a certain few months, you're going to see that the dog does have issues or doesn't respond well to something. It's like any of us going to a new situation, particularly if they've come from an abusive situation or a difficult one.
If they have, they always come in with that little bag of baggage, that's hanging over their shoulders. And when you have a rescue, and the, and you can't, I know with Barney, with our Barney, you can't kind of figure out what, you can string together some of the stories, but you never really know the true story of what the backstory is, and so you just kind of, I've said many times, oh, he probably was in a home, because he seems so comfortable being in a home, and he was seemed housebroken when when we got him, but then he's so skittish, and I think he really loves Italian food, so he must have frequented an Italian restaurant down in Georgia
Okay, I need to go to
in the
dinner with
States,
Barney.
so I don't know. So you just kind of piece things together, and like you said, Fern, and it is so true. They do morph into your home and the and your life, but it does take quite a bit of time and training, and sometimes it never really even it's so embedded in them that he still backs away, he still gets skittish, he so and he's been with us for over a year now, so it's it does happen. But I wouldn't trade him for the world.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Betty is probably, she's just as precious to you as the day that you fell in love with her, you know?
Oh, yes, even more so. I mean, she is my love. I love this
Yeah,
dog and I
that's
love her
good.
and I accept her and yeah, she's taught me so I love her and
That's great.
yes. So
We do learn a lot. We do learn a lot from our pets.
absolutely.
We
Barney, I love
really do.
that he loves Italian food.
He
What dish?
loves the probably knowing from dogs Oh
that
my
I've had as
goodness,
well.
when it's just the smell. It's the truth, Anna. It's the truth. But I mean, you've done so much, and this hotline is just so, it's really such a help to people, and I think it's just great. It's great that you've done this, and that you have these experts working with you. But you've also created a nonprofit called New York Dog Parade. That's an interesting name. How did you come up with the concept?
Yeah, so last year, actually, right around when I was, I think right around when we were talking, I like, hold on one second. Sorry, I just need to make sure. You're not getting that beep, are you? Are you getting that beep?
No,
Okay,
no.
good. Sorry. Okay, so last year when we connected, I was about to host the Tompkins Square Halloween dog parade,
I remember
which is,
that. Yeah.
yeah. Which is but quite possibly the world's largest dog parade ever. And it's in the East Village. I was so lucky to get to be a host and judge of that event. And then I kind of ended up in this situation where I was one of the lead organizers on this event as well. And 15,000 people ended up coming to this dog parade
Wow.
in New York
Wow.
City. The first time New York City streets have shut down for a parade of dogs before. And it was an incredibly inspiring day. The way dogs bring people together was so much fun. And after the event, I was like, this should not just be something that happens on Halloween. In New York City, there's such a massive dog community. And when we bring our dogs together, we also come together as people. And I think dogs remind us to see our shared humanity and they inspire us to talk to each other when we might not talk to each other. So I just wanted to create an organization that puts on more creative dog-themed events around New York City. And partners with other nonprofit organizations and organizations that help dog and human well-being. So we bring people together and we raise awareness for all sorts of different causes that help dog and human well-being.
Great,
And
great.
we have a parade coming up for National Dog Day on August 26th. And I'm so excited for this dog parade. I cannot wait. It's an evening parade where all of the dogs will wear light up collars. So I
Oh.
feel like this will be very fun. Like, how they do those like drone shows in the sky with the lights. I'm like, this is the dog version of that. All the dogs running around with their blinky collars. I just feel like it's going to be so cute. The parade is happening in Central Park. And have some really cool partners that we're lining up for this event and some really cool things that were like the official announcement will happen mid-July for this event, but I'm so excited and it's just our first one and we're working on a whole calendar of events that bring dogs and people together and raise awareness for all sorts of fun causes.
That's great. That's
Will
great.
any of that be shown live? Oh, so Dogs of Instagram will be there and they'll be like live streaming the event. And we have, I mean, we're working on, I don't want to like overpromise the partners, but we have
No, that's
once it gets launched, in the next like couple weeks, we'll be able to share everyone who is coming to the event, and
Yeah.
it's some really cool dog brands who will all be posting and sharing about this. And we have some really fun things that we're doing to honor our like New York City's canine citizens on National Dog Day, and
That's
really just celebrate our dogs and the friendship they give us is the goal
great. That's
of this
fantastic. Just
day.
make sure you send us any posters or links or whatever you have.
Yes.
We'll share them out
Definitely.
and get them on the website.
Absolutely. Thank you so
Definitely.
much. And you guys
Definitely.
should come.
Yeah,
Well,
yeah.
I'm on the other side of the planet, but I'm sure we have to do
Your dogs. Yeah,
it. I'll
definitely.
be there in spirit.
Yeah,
Okay.
definitely. Have you, I mean, this is your first one, and do you have any thoughts of doing it in other places other than New York City at Central Park?
Yes. I think we will definitely be expanding to other places, and
Great.
absolutely. There's so many creative
It's just
things you
such a
can
great
do with bringing
idea.
dogs
Yeah.
together.
Do the dogs get dressed up?
So they'll wear their light up collars, which is really fun, and then we're encouraging a light up theme. So one of my favorite New York City dogs that is not one of my own dogs is Pug Kuma. If you don't follow Pug Kuma, you have to follow Pug Kuma because
I think I am following him actually.
he
Yeah,
is like
cool.
just he has he melts my heart. I love him. And he's gonna come, and we're working on a custom light up tuxedo for him. So we're
Oh,
making
how
this an
great.
elegant occasion for the dogs and their
And
humans.
now when you sign
Awesome.
up, do you have to purchase your own
So we'll
collar
hope
or?
I'll have more details on this soon, but hopefully we're giving away a number of light up collars for the first few hundred people that come. So there will be definitely some giveaways at the park. And then yes, we'll have like a partner where you can purchase the light up collars if you want like your color to match the parade theme. So
Sure. Oh, wow. What
perfect.
so exciting for
Yes,
you.
you and Barney have to come.
Yeah. Well, I have Picasso now, too.
Yes.
Picasso. Yeah.
And how is his painting? Like, how are
He's doing
there?
really well. He's doing really well. He sold two paintings so far. And, we give 100% to charity. So it's great. It's a wonderful thing.
That's
And,
wonderful.
and he was certified back in March as a therapy dog for canine companions. So he goes to all different places to bring joy
Yeah.
and comfort and happiness to everybody. Yeah, he's a great little boy.
Maybe he could come paint at the parade. Like,
Oh,
he could set up
sure.
an easel and show off his
Painting
painting skills
skills.
for the
Yeah.
other dogs. I'm sure people would love this.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I would love to have him as a guest, a real
Oh.
guest. That would be so much fun.
He would probably, well, he's a performer, so he loves to do things in front of people, and he's great. He loves people. He loves people, other dogs. He's just a good little boy.
Oh my gosh, this has to happen. It would be so cute if he's there. And then I have another friend who's a painter, and he's always in the park. They could like be side by side. Or, and you could also have your easel, a little painting section. It'd be so sweet. I love
Yeah. Oh, what fun.
Okay,
Yeah.
yay.
Great.
How can people get involved?
Yeah, so we have a landing page website up right now, newyorkdogparade.org. If you go there, you can reach out to our organization and get in touch with ways to get involved. We always need volunteers. Yes, we would love anyone who's passionate about dogs and bringing dogs together. We would absolutely love you to be involved. Or if you have some sort of like your dog is a paint, like how great would it be to have Picasso there? Just painting. So also like anyone who has something specific like that is so fun to celebrate and show off to the other dogs. And
Yeah.
it brings us together, it
Well,
Yeah, we
Like
all
you
want to.
said, it creates joy and community, and I think that really, Fern, that's what your mission is all about all the time, is to bring people together in different areas of the United States that you've traveled so far, and maybe worldwide eventually, and just bring community together through our dogs. And that's such a great thing. It really is a wonderful mission.
Yeah,
I
thank you.
applaud you for
Thank you
that.
so much. Thank you. Yes, it's especially now with so many hard things in the world going on and such polar, it can feel very divided and fearful and angry and uncertain. And it's like if we can try to come together and even just for a couple hours and connect and talk and remember that we're all humans and we're here together, it's like I think that is very important to do as people, and that the dogs help us do it. They're our little on the leash, like, let's go talk to this person. You can do it. Like, let's get in these social interactions.
I always think to myself, oh, well, they're the tools, but you know what? No, we're the tools that
Yes.
so.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's interesting, like, I did an interview with the head of Embark DNA, and he was talking about how, we all know that the species, the dogs evolved because of humans. Like, we all know that, but people don't often think about how we evolve and continue to evolve because of dogs, because the wolves came in and they helped us become better at hunting and quicker at hunting, which allowed us more time to make community. And like it changed the way we started interacting, and it led us, it led us to form civilizations. Like, there's a lot of information out there about this. It's so fascinating. I think dogs still help us evolve by doing so many important tasks for people,
Even
keeping
stretching.
safe. So I love it.
So many things.
So many things. Yes.
Oh,
We could talk about this all day.
I know.
Definitely. Well, you certainly have a lot of projects in the works right now. How do you keep up with it all? I thought I was busy.
I don't. I'm still figuring that out. It's a lot of multiple things going on
Yeah,
in
but
a day.
it all comes
But I
together
love
though.
it. Yes, it all feeds the same mission. And it's like what I would do. It's what I love doing and what I have to do. So I love it. I'm so lucky that I get to do what I want to
You
do.
do.
Sure.
Are you planning to write another book?
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
I am. I'm working on some of that in line with the newsletter. Yes, I am. So hopefully that will come out probably realistically not until like the end of next year, but I am working on another book. So,
So it'll
oh, that's
be
great.
about more adventures with dogs, or will you also explore other aspects of the doggy world?
Other aspects of the dog world, but it's still dog related. So,
Good.
I'm
Brilliant.
excited and
Terrific.
be so much fun.
Can you remind us of your social media handles and websites for our
Yeah,
listeners?
absolutely. My Instagram is Fern Watt Author, and then the website for the dog parade is newyorkdogparade.org. And just remembering New York Dog Parade is great. And then the series that's coming out is Joy Rides, and that's with Get Joy, which I love their team, and Dogs of Instagram. Also, they have an amazing team. So we're all part of
Great.
this series, and that'll come out right after July 4th, the week after next.
Wonderful. And
Great.
remember to tag us when
I
you know.
will. Yes. Social media, I'm like, oh my gosh, just there's it's such a fun, exciting world that there's so much to be done with it. So yes, I will remember to tag you.
You
Tag
certainly use it. Great.
Howling Talent, but also tag Animal Heroes Hall of Fame. so that it goes out to all that side of things as well.
Okay.
And Dog Vinci too. You know Dog Vinci.
Yeah, we'll be giving you a whole list here.
Yeah, we'll give you a whole list.
I love Dog Vinci. What a special
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, yeah, that's where you'll see a lot of Picasso's things on there, on Dog Vinci. And Barney too. Barney.
Okay. Barney. Can't forget Barney and his Italian food.
I know.
Okay.
He loves mozzarella cheese. Oh, good grief.
And I want to go to dinner with Barney.
As soon as he smells like me making sauce, he's like, comes running around. Like, so I said, you must have been around an Italian restaurant. Oh, jeez.
Okay, well, I think we should take Barney to Italian when you're in New York City for this
okay.
celebrate. And I'll send you details about this because I would love for you to come.
Okay,
amazing
great.
To have you
yeah,
there.
Please do. Please do.
Okay. I will. Thank you so much. So fun to talk to you both.
Thank you so much for sharing your exciting updates with us. It's again been a huge pleasure to host you.
Yeah.
We look forward to the next time, and we'll keep you updates with you.
We need to have a recap after this parade.
You bet. You bet. Yeah. Definitely. Without a doubt. It's just been such a pleasure, Fern.
You too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, your time, and the work that you do for the dog community as well. It's great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And to our faithful listeners, remember to tune into all our podcast episodes on howlingtalent.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and check out our original podcast, Season 1, Episode 2 with Fern. Until next time, everyone, take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.